From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The fallout from J.P. Morgan's failed hedging strategy is nearly three times worse than initially estimated. The bank is now reporting a $5.8 billion trading loss. In a conference call to investors, CEO Jamie Dimon says the blunder cuts deep.
I can tell you this has shaken our company to the core. And what happened here is that most of the management team went back and said, let's redouble our efforts to make sure we're running a great company.
Despite those trading losses, J.P. Morgan's overall profit was $5 billion in the second quarter. It's not the only bank with a high earning. Greg Collard of member station WFAE in Charlotte says Wells Fargo pulled in $4.6 billion.
Wells Fargo's net income was up $400 million from the first quarter, even though revenue was down $300 million, from $21.6 billion to $21.3 billion. So, how did that occur? Layoffs helped. Wells Fargo reports that employee benefit expenses were down nearly $600 million from the previous quarter. Chairman and CEO John Stumpf says the company is benefiting from a diversified business model and signs that the housing market is stabilizing. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.
And the U.S. market's reacting with the Dow up more than 200 points to 12,777 before the close. In the ongoing probe into big banks' manipulation of a key interest rate years ago, Bank of England officials confirm Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner contacted the bank in 2008 with concerns over how the rate was set. NPR's John Itzty reports Geithner, then president of the New York Fed, apparently suggested changes in the rate-setting process.
A memo leaked to a number of press outlets shows Geithner urging British bank regulators in 2008 to eliminate incentives for banks to misreport the rates they were paying for short-term loans from other banks. A number of banks, including three big U.S. firms, report those numbers daily, providing the basis for the LIBOR rate. That rate, in turn, is used as a benchmark for everything from derivatives contracts to credit card and mortgage rates, so it's widely influential. But a scandal has erupted around its accuracy. Barclays, the big British bank, has admitted it falsely reported interest rates to enhance its profits, and it has paid fines totaling $453 million in a settlement with U.S. and British regulators. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
There are now conflicting accounts of what unfolded in the Syrian village of Tremseh. Residents had said troops killed more than 200 people there yesterday, but activists have since scaled back that number. Still, villager Abu Ahmed says through an interpreter there was a massacre.
5 o'clock we were attacked, we were asleep, we didn't know anything about it. At 5 o'clock the Shabiha and the army, they went inside and they killed everyone. They didn't distinguish between old people or babies or children and women.
Syrian government blames the violence on armed terrorists. This is NPR. President Obama is taking the fight over taxes to the battleground state of Virginia, where his victory 4 years ago ended the GOP's long-running dominance in that state. In Norfolk a short time ago, the incumbent took aim at the Republican Party's push for the wealthiest Americans to be included in a one-year extension of Bush-era tax cuts. The president maintains the cut should only be extended for low- and middle-income earners.
I don't think top-down economics works. I believe that we grow this economy from the middle out, from the bottom up.
President Obama actually speaking a few hours ago in Virginia, which is a pivotal state. Since the president won there 4 years ago, Republicans have done well in state offices, and a majority of the state's congressional seats are held by Republicans. A regular monthly arts event turned violent last night in downtown Los Angeles. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says hundreds of Occupy LA protesters clash with police.
Art Walk is popular. It takes place on the second Thursday of each month with people browsing art galleries and mingling in bars and restaurants. Last night, Occupy protesters called on others via Facebook and Twitter to bring chalk and add their graffiti to sidewalks. It was meant to protest the recent arrests of chalk-wielding graffiti artists. There is disagreement over who started the violence, police or protesters. But four officers were hurt, including a female officer who received a concussion. Officers arrested 20 people on various charges, mostly vandalism, but also for assault with a deadly weapon. Protesters say if they were allowed to use chalk on sidewalks, none of this would have happened. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
This is NPR.